prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 4th of February, 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring my special guest on. I was on with this three or four times while he was in prison. He's now out. He was a political prisoner, January 6th prisoner, Jake Lang. Going to bring us up to date what he's into and what's happening to a lot of his friends that he was in prison with and what they're doing. Some of them are still looking for a place to live, so hang in there. We've got a lot to discuss with Jake in a minute. Before we do that, though, if everything goes anywhere near normal, we are going to have Bible study this weekend on location. It's the remote. Hope you can join us. I mean that. You can join us, folks. If you have a computer, just go to our website, pastorbutch.com. And click on Rumble, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. There will be. Now, the first half hour is always dedicated to praise and prayer requests. That's why we do the first half hour. And I hope you'll share your prayer requests and praise with us. That's, folks, the Bible tells us that God inhabits a praise of his people. If you want him there among you, praise him. Even before you go to prayer and ask something, praise him for his mercy and goodness towards us. But anyway, we'll be there at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. We get into Christian Worldview News, which really, folks, is prophecy in the news. And people don't believe this, but President Trump is leading us into prophecy quicker than any president I know of in my lifetime. And we'll discuss that in some detail this coming Saturday. And then 1 to 2 o'clock will be the Bible Study Lesson. Again, you can join us on pastorbush.com and go to Rumble, or you can listen on the phone. If you don't have a computer, you can just dial 339-209-5013. Listen to it live if you want to. And there'll be a call number. You can call and talk to us if you want while we're on the air. You can ask questions, make comments. Folks, this is about all of us, not me. I'm only a host. I'm just a pastor. I'm just a servant. Maybe my office is different than yours and what you're doing. But we work on the same team in the same body of Christ, okay? So please remember that. Don't forget our specials for the month on the flags, all four flags. Now, you can buy them separately if you want to, but all four flags, the Christian flag number one that every born-again believer, if they have a place to fly, needs to fly the Christian flag. The Christian flag, the colonial flag, people call the Betsy Ross flag. We have the Confederate battle flag, which is not a disgrace. It's a Christian symbol. You need to read about that if you don't believe me. And the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Gaston flag is what it's called, our North Carolina and Revolution. They're all four available, folks. 3x5 flags, beautiful colors, all four of them for $34.95. That is absolutely a fantastic price. We got a deal on them because we bought several of them. So $34.95, that includes shipping right to your door. And the article mentioned last night that you listen. If you really want to know the truth about our government's cover-ups, long before you and I were ever thought of, before this generation was ever born. And there's much more, even before that, we could discuss sometime later on. But this article on separating myth from fact in the Pearl Harbor attack, if you want to know how corrupt our government was, clear back in 1941, and getting us into wars that they fermented for profit, this article, 29-page article, will tell you the truth behind the scenes. Now, if you don't want to know the truth about how corrupt our government's been, then just don't get it. But we're still going through the same corruption. Different levels, perhaps, different, maybe some different things have changed somewhat. But, folks, these people just don't disappear off the face of the map. They may crawl in a hole a little bit, but they're waiting to come back out. If you want the truth on this issue, this one issue, if you know the truth about Pearl Harbor and share it with your friends and show why we got into World War II and American people didn't want it, $10 for a 29-page article. Folks, if I had the money, I'd give all the stuff away. But if I did, y'all wouldn't appreciate it. And I say y'all. A lot of people wouldn't appreciate it. Most of you would, but a lot of people would not appreciate it because whatever you get easy, you disregard. So if you want that, if you want the flags and the article both, $44.95 will get all of them. Just call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Use a credit card, debit card, and order what you want. If you want any other products, we have available, like Strauss products and Vitamir and other things. You just feel free to call and order those also. And by the way, tomorrow, Wednesday night, we're going to have James McCanny on for a half an hour. He has the best deal ever on water filters. And these water filters, now, folks, I sold Berkey for years. I have no gripe against Berkey. They have great water filters. James filters are even better, because one filter would replace what it takes four of the Berkeys to do. I'm telling you the truth. Much, 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 much less expensive. And they're available at the best price ever. Come Wednesday night, you'll find out. For a half hour, we're going to talk to James. In a half hour, we're going to take prayer requests. I want to pray with everybody on the radio. Haven't done that I know of in the past in any great depth that I know of in 32 years. We're going to take prayer requests for a little while. At the end of the program, we're going to go to prayer together. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. I really do. And also your praise reports, too, if you want to do that, share that in the radio also. Now, without any further ado, let's go to our guest tonight, Jake Lang, just a young fella who took a stand back in 21, went to prison for 4 years for doing nothing but standing peacefully and protesting. They were set up by the DOJ. They were set up and taken down on purpose. The past administration was very complicit in the whole idea and what they took them down about in four. They were lies spread by the hundreds and still being lied about. But at least now Jake is free from the gulag and allowed to be out and to work in public again, try to share the truth. And Jake, I want to thank you for taking time to join me tonight. Thank you so much.
Hey, Pastor, how we doing? Thank you. God bless you, sir, for having me on.
We are
Amen. Free, so free.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to join us, and thank you for your stand that you took on January 6th. I'll be quite honest with you. I tried to warn folks there's going to be a setup. I really believe it was going to be. I feel my guts going to set people up, and they did. Obviously, they did. But I'm sorry that y'all were caught up in it. You know, Jake, anytime you get together and try to do something like that on a peaceful basis, the enemy will infiltrate it and cause problems, as you already know.
Yeah, 100%, Pastor. Well, you know, January 6th, we now know, I mean, through the Inspector General's report, and 36 FBI field agents and assets were on the inside the crowd and even inside the Capitol that day, orchestrating and helping perpetuate the violence there in order to drum up a narrative against Donald Trump and his supporters, calling us domestic terrorists and violent extremists, you know, to really brand conservatism and this patriotic Christian movement in the country as some type of violent, you know, philosophy that needs to be stopped at all costs. But the American people saw through the lies. Donald Trump saw through the lies, and, you know, we're here as living miracles, walking and breathing as a testimony to God's grace and the power of prayer to deliver us from this abhorrent tyranny that I lived under for 4 years and 6 days without a trial, held as a hostage to the Biden regime.
Well, now that you're out, maybe I don't know if you were maybe couldn't say anything, everything you want to while you're in prison doing interviews, but tonight I want you to just tell us. We got several things to talk about. But fill us in on as best you can on other people besides yourself, but also especially you. What's your experience while you're in there? How were you treated? What was the modus operandi as far as trying to get you to, I don't know, change your mind, make a statement? Just tell us what went on in there.
Sure. Well, you know, for your listeners there that may not know, I spent over 900 days in solitary confinement, Pastor. And, you know, that's some that may turn their guts thinking about, I mean, if you want to know what solitary confinement's like, just go lock yourself in your bathroom without your phone for 3 hours and see, you know, how it feels. It's a life of if you have God's love in it, of a really pure grace, of a really pure intimate relationship that you can form with him while you're in there. But, you know, it's a life that's stripped away of all human dignity. You know, you're living in an 8x10 cell with a little 1-inch thick mattress and a steel toilet, and that's it. And, you know, I was blessed enough to have the Word of God and even sometimes a little small handset radio where I could listen to K-Love and do my workouts and, you know, be, you know, very, very filled with the Spirit and very concentrated and focused and, you know, working to improve myself and get to know, you know, this amazing depth of our faith here. But, you know, it's a travesty. It's a human torture that really is almost unspeakable. 23 hours a day alone is not what human beings were made for. You know, we're made for fellowship with one another and fellowship with the Lord, which I had, but, you know, for years I had no human contact.
Now, you let out an hour a day. That was just to what? To get exercise, take a shower? What did you do for an hour a day?
So for the 1 hour a day, you could get on the phone, and then you could take a shower. You know, I do most of my exercising inside my cell. So that was pretty much it. And, you know, even some of that time, depending on the facility I was at, I was even alone then in the hour a day that I was out. And so, you know, we're dealing with our country, that is willing to, I mean, when the swamp was in control, was willing to do anything, the furthest extent, to try to crush the MAGA movement and what we stand for, and using us as symbols, if they could break us and make us compromise our integrity and forced to sign plea deals that blame Donald Trump for January 6th, if they could make our resolve dwindle and break our conviction that we had when we stood up for our country on January 6th, then it would, you know, it would send a message throughout the rest of the patriots in America that, you know, we can crush you. But by the Lord's grace, he gave us a persisting, amazing spirit and delivered us from the hand of our enemy and kept us and sustained us and made us steadfast. And his love and Jesus was with me every single moment I was incarcerated, and he's still here. But I'll tell you what, the grace that a man receives when he's under fire is a special, potent, beautiful, deep grace.
Amen. Amen. Now, were you the only one treated like that, that harshly?
Other Jan Sixers were treated, did years of solitary as well. I was definitely singled out because I've been one of the most outspoken and, you know, one of the chief organizers of the community, raising funds and doing podcasts and making documentaries and, you know, just trying to, you know, filing court motions and, you know, different things that upset, obviously, the old George Soros prosecutors that were now just fired off my case a couple days ago. But, you know, I definitely was singled out. But some of my men even went through other different types of abuses, like my friend Ryan Samsel was beaten into a bloody pulp inside his jail cell in the D.C. Gulag early on in 2021 when we were first incarcerated. And, you know, I've been assaulted as well. I've been pepper sprayed for doing Bible studies in my cell. I've been punched in the gut for singing the national anthem by the guards. So, you know, this is these people, they need our prayer. They're very bitter people out of the prison guards. They were woke, you know, liberals that supported Kamala Harris, and they hated us and what we stood for, and so they took out their, you know, anger on us daily.
Are there going to be any repercussions for that? Still there, Jake?
Sorry, I had you on mute. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. Of course, right. We're going after I'm here if you can hear me. Going after the DOJ with a $50 billion lawsuit that will be filed very soon by my new organization, the Federal Watchdog. And this group that we formed has some amazing attorneys, and we have over 1,000 January 6 plaintiffs that are going to be filing alongside. And so this is substantial, and this is going to be the beginning, just the first steps of accountability for the J6 community. So if you guys want to help fund that and donate to not just the legal costs that are going to be, you know, surrounding trying to get our restitution back, but also helping the Jan Sixers reestablish themselves in society, resettle. You know, a lot of the guys are completely destitute right now. They need our help. You know, they're penniless after 4 years of incarceration. Their families' life savings dwindled by greedy lawyers. And, you know, I mean, many of them had their cars repossessed and they had to sell their homes. And so, you know, we've got guys that are, like, virtually homeless right now, living, you know, in, like, extended stay motels. So, guys, please, if you want to help the Jan Sixers, we'll get them a new pair of sneakers, first month's rent, a cell phone, some groceries, stuff like that, basic necessities. If you could, if God moves your heart, please go to J6Rebuild.com. That's J6Rebuild.com. The letter J, the number 6, Rebuild.com. J6Rebuild.com is the website.
We'll give that more because, folks, that's important. So get a pen and paper handy. We'll give it to you again in a little bit. So get a pen and paper handy, please. Now, were any of the time in there when you were working with the guards or whoever, was anybody in there sympathetic to what you did that were in the prison system?
Yeah, you met plenty of guards like that. I mean, you know, I even had some guards that did Bible study with me. But just like any other place, you'll get, you know, just a handful of people that are. Decent, and you know, sometimes the ones that weren't were extremely abusive. But yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have close friends, you know, prison guards I would consider to be close friends, good men of godly stature.
And did they try to help as far as getting other guards off of you or doing anything to help you physically?
No, when it's not their shift, they're not in the prison and they're home. You know, that's it. It's another man's. Whatever prison guards work in your unit, that's his house. You know, and he'll run it the way he sees fit.
So there were no repercussions, no matter what happened.
No. I mean, it's ran like an old boys club there. You know, don't ask, don't tell. You know, if an inmate says they were assaulted by a prison guard, you'll get 4 prison guards to stand up and say, I was there, and that never happened. So, you know, it's a whole entire collusion process.
So really what boils down to is there's truly no justice system.
Yeah, well, not for a conservative Washington, D.C. I mean, it was the most biased jury pool in America. We were being railroaded by the prosecutors and the judges. They were all working together to just try to frame Donald Trump and our movement in the worst light possible. And now many of those, all of those January 6 prosecutors have been fired. The FBI agents that raided our homes have been fired. And the judges will soon be impeached, many of them. By God's grace, I believe we're going to be able to, you know, make arguments for these activist judges that, you know, made political statements from the bench against Donald Trump when they were sentencing Jan Sixers and, you know, said other, you know, things and did things to destroy our lives, like over-sentencing us to decades in prison.
And now these are all just may seem like unimportant questions, but they are, folks, because when you're spending that much time in prison for not something, for totally, and you're totally innocent, I've been mistreated like Jake and others were. Did they feed you okay? I mean, did they give you adequate supplies?
No, it's an extortion racket there. I mean, just to be able to really survive off the food, you have to supplement your food with commissary food, which is, you know, what you purchase there from the store. And it's expensive. And, you know, it's a huge burden on the families. And that's why we started SponsorJ6.com, which was the commissary, you know, relief project that we had that's been going great. And, you know, even now to this day, we're able to still help out Jan Sixers and their families with those recurring donations that people have been making. So what a blessing. So it's an extortion racket, though, Pastor. It's unbelievable. You could spend, you know, $500 a month in food without even blinking and still end up hungry a lot of the time.
My goodness, that's unforgivable, unthinkable. Are all the J6ers out, or are still some in prison?
We've got a couple guys left behind, Pastor. My brother, former U.S. Marine Edward Kelly, he has charges related to January 6th, stemming from January 6th, that were not encompassed by the pardon. And so we need to get Edward Kelly out. We need to get out Jeremy Brown, who's a U.S. special operator, former Green Beret, 17-year master sergeant. He's still left behind with charges stemming from January 6th, and so is Daniel Ball and Dominic Box. You know, all these guys, my brothers, and we're still fighting every day to try to get them home.
Well, now, so the pardon didn't cover their what they've been charged with. Why wasn't that covered also?
Well, they're technically different cases, even though they're related to January 6th. You know, some of these guys got their homes raided, you know, a year or two after January 6th, and then they found, like, a weapon or something like that. And they got federal charges for that.
So they were just railroaded a little deeper, is all.
Yes.
Wow.
They got further weaponized BS charges from the FBI.
My goodness. And folks, we're going to take a phone call next half hour. As always, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to call and ask them at 844-769-2944. Now, the fellows you mentioned that were still had no place to go, and let's cover this other topic first, though. Well, some of these guys are in prison. Their families actually deserted them. Their wives divorced them. And they're more or less left deserted. Can you speak on that a minute?
Well, it's so devastating. It's even hard to even mention. My heart goes out for my brothers, you know. The way that the media had characterized us and some of them specifically, you know, being monsters and insurrectionists and, you know, these that we were immediately vilified everywhere. And, you know, some of their wives had, you know, their lives upended. They were fired from their jobs, too. You know, kids not allowed to go to schools, the whole entire nine yards, just, you know, torture.
Wait a minute. The kids not allowed to go to school. How come?
Like private schools and, like, you know, other different types of, you know, after-school programs. And, you know, just being ostracized. The families were ostracized. And the wives wanted to disassociate with the entire, you know, I mean, the whole thing. And so they ended up, you know, folding their cards, God forbid, and just trying to break it off clean. And so a lot of my brothers, while they were incarcerated, were abandoned by their wives. You know, I'm not talking maybe a dozen or so that I know out of, you know, 1,000 men, but still tragic stories. And, you know, these are the guys, same guys that are now scrambling to get, you know, their lives back under, you know, a pair of sneakers, you know, a cell phone, stuff like that. And so, you know, it's devastating, but we're standing around them with the organization J6Rebuild.com. If you guys head over there, you can help out one of these destitute brothers of mine, and we are doing everything we possibly can to support them. So please, guys, go to J6Rebuild.com.
And if someone doesn't have a computer, and a lot of people don't listen to this broadcast, is there somebody they can call and donate, or somebody to write to and donate? Are there any alternatives, somebody that doesn't have a computer?
Yeah, there's an option to write down my address and to send a check. which is P.O. Box 485, Narrowsburg. And Narrowsburg is N-A-R-R-O-W-S-B-U-R-G, Narrowsburg, New York, zip code 12764. P.O. Box 485, Narrowsburg, New York, 12764. And you could just, you know, make out a check to Edward Lang. That's me. Everyone calls me Jake, but that's my middle name. So Edward Jake Lang, if you'd like. And we will make sure those donations get to our brothers that are in need.
Give it address one more time.
Yes, P.O. Box 485, Narrowsburg, New York, 12764.
Folks, I wrote that down here. If you didn't get it, you can call tomorrow and get off of Faith. If you want to, she bench and phone for tomorrow for all possible. So you call tomorrow and get it, and I'll be sending something to myself, Jake. It won't be a lot, but I'll send what I can to help out a little bit too. So, folks,
thank you, Pastor. We appreciate you guys, the American people. Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Without your support, your prayers first and foremost, the letters we've received, the donations, the love, the advocacy, all of it, we're extremely grateful. And, you know, it made us feel like we weren't alone with what we went through. And there's still guys who feel in some ways abandoned by not just their wives and kids, but by their country. And, you know, there's a lot of dejected, bitter hearts in our movement that need healing. And, you know, it's hard to show them how much people care, you know, if we don't have, you know, a lot of these guys, they hear, you know, themselves being called hero left and right and everyone in the media talking about them. But there's, you know, a lot of them are still in a financially desperate situation. And so, you know, I'm sure they wish they could turn a lot of the nice words and phrases that people are saying into, you know, donations and help. But that's what we're here for, to help them, you know, do that. So, yeah, j6rebuild.com or P.O. Box 485, Narrowsburg, New York, 12764. If you guys would like to donate, and my name's Edward Lang, L-A-N-G. So if you guys write the check out there, we'll get it to my brothers that are in not a great situation. Some of them are at extended same hotels, and they're texting me, you know, right now. I don't know where I'm going to be at next week. I don't have enough money. And so I'm sending them money to extend their stays as they, you know, do job interviews. And so we're dealing with a lot right now in the community, and we need some help.
Well, how have they been received back in the communities that they went back into? Are people, are they being received well? What are the odds of them getting the job after going through all that? I mean, what do you think the attitude of the people towards them are?
Well, I mean, depends. Jan Sixers from 49 states, and, you know, the political disposition of some states is definitely better than others. But, you know, for my guys that...
Don't lose that thought. We're going to break, okay? Don't lose that thought, please, Jake. Folks, pick up the break, your phone calls, and get the address, everything to you again. And 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you have questions, comments, or Jake, please share with us tonight.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. If anything you want to ask Jake or say to Jake, now's the time to do it, folks. This man has told you some of the things he experienced in prison over 4 years. The time he spent in solitary, the way they were treated, you had to buy enough food to survive on, didn't feed you enough to even live on. This is America today. And I know it isn't pleasant to think about. You know, I'm an old man now, people. I probably couldn't survive this very long in prison. My health isn't what it was 50 years ago. But nonetheless, many people try to stand beside these men. Whether in prison, as you all know, Call Decisions tried to help all we could by having Jake on while he's in there, raising money for him in the prison fund. We were blessed to do so, like we were the people in North Carolina. You folks generously gave for that help in North Carolina very much, so we appreciate that. But now we're trying to help Jake and his fellow patriots who are still paying a price what they stood up for on January 6th. Now, we will give it the address again in a minute and a phone and a website again where you can send some help. And, folks, I hope you'll take this seriously. I don't know who's going to be next. Maybe under Trump this won't be nearly as bad. Now, as you all know, I'm not a Trumpeteer. He's done a lot of good things I totally agree with. But I also see many dangerous things we're going into, which will be a larger war in the Middle East. And beyond that, the AI taking over medical ideas and to run the country as far as who gets treatment, who doesn't. A lot of things I don't like at all. We've done a lot of things that I do like, too. And that makes me kind of nervous. Maybe is he a Trojan horse? I don't know. But he got Jake and him out of prison, so I'll give him credit for that for sure. But nonetheless, lines open if you want to talk to him. We'll take a phone call in just a minute. We'll get to BK and all of you. 844-769-2944. And Jake, again, I forget the thought we were on. We went to break. Do you remember what we were talking about?
Hey, Pastor. Yep. Of course. Talking talking about the way that Jan Sixers are being received in their hometown.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a lot of fanfare for some, and then for others it's a further, you know, like for example, myself, I was just down in Key West with my dad fishing, and some deranged liberal kept on leaving, because my dad has a big sign on the side of his truck that is a picture of me at the Capitol, and it says, my son's a Jan Sixer, and I'm dang proud of him. And somebody kept leaving dog feces underneath the car and wrote, like, a nasty threatening note and like, taped it to my dad's truck. So, you know, the reception is definitely mixed. I know that personally, 99% of the people I meet just out and about in the last 13 days since I was pardoned are overjoyous, even liberals, some of them, just happy to see me out of prison, and think that the whole entire thing obviously had been blown way out of proportion and whatnot. So, but a lot of guys are struggling to get jobs. That's very difficult right now for them. You know, no matter how well or not well the reception's been, everybody seems to be still struggling to get jobs. So we're trying as hard as we can, help them build resumes, and, you know, just company owners, they, you know, they frown upon working with anybody who's ever even been incarcerated, let alone, you know, if they were pardoned or not and whatnot. So.
Wow. That is so sad. We'll get the phone call right away because they're starting to line up here. Let's talk to BK, a friend of mine from right here in West Virginia. Come on in, BK.
Hey there, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Freedom is so sweet. Don't you ever take it for granted, brother.
Yes, sir, man. I'm glad you're a free man. You know, old President Trump, he gets a A on that.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Promises made, promises kept.
Yes, sir. You know, you look back, and none of these BLM or Antifa radicals were ever even arrested for what they did back in 2020.
No, they weren't.
Right now, they're just sitting at home, sharpening their teeth with a file, waiting to reappear very soon, all these Soros-funded people. You know, BLM Marxist, they're racist muscle. Antifa, they're an academic union muscle thugs. That's all that they are. And Jake, did I hear you say the guards at the federal prison were foreigners from Africa?
Yeah, that's actually one of the craziest situations that occurred, you know, being, you know, a red-blooded, homegrown American man myself, surrounded with all other, the same people of the same, you know, disposition as I, mostly all white, Christian, straight males, right? All of us that were incarcerated in D.C. jail. And all of our guards were foreign nationals from Nigeria and Uganda that barely spoke English. And we're right 2 miles away from the United States Capitol. And it just felt like some type of bizarro world, like, wait, were the American political prisoners being held in the nation's capital by foreigner, you know, people that don't speak English? And, you know, we're all white and they're all black. It was just like, it was bizarre.
I guess it's almost surreal to you.
What's that, Pastor?
I say, I guess it's almost surreal. Probably thought it was in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, really. I mean, it didn't feel. I felt like I was being held in like Cameroon, or, you know, like I was a political prisoner of like who knows, some other, you know, third world despotic tyranny, you know, tyrannical state.
Oh, I guarantee you, they're in the union. So it's globalism, racial, and union powers. Y'all remember when Al Sharpton said local police and sheriffs should be replaced by federal police? And then to United Nations authorities?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that
yes.
sounds about par for the course for the Marxist revolution. But, you know, thank the Lord Jesus for President Trump and this movement that we've all sown into to make America godly again.
Well, President Trump firing these federal prosecutors and dismantling federal departments is wonderful. You know, abolish the Department of Education. And I got to say this, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF, that needs to be abolished. We need to petition the president for that.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally agree.
And you know, on January 21st of 2025, a sheriff down Florida that all these Patriot Radio people say is a great constitutional sheriff, people like Ted Brewer, who I do respect, they say that. His name is Sheriff Grady Judd. Now, he said this about y'all's pardons. Certainly it's within the president's authority to do what he did. I would have much rather that he considered those cases independently rather than blanket pardons, because there is never an acceptable reason to assault, hit, or attack law enforcement who are doing their job. So if I were president, I would not have commuted or pardoned anyone who attacked the police. Now, Jake, can I get a comment from you on that, please, sir?
That's another man's opinion. That's not your opinion, is it?
No, sir, it ain't. No, I'm saying this is an alleged constitutional sheriff down Florida.
Well, I mean, you know, of course we like to make, you know, strong statements backing the police, right? But we have to also remember that, you know, the Nazis were brown shirts, right? Listening to unethical, immoral orders from, you know, up top. And in the same way, the Capitol Police that day, that, you know, these people are, they're mostly all woke liberals because they live in the D.C. bubble, the D.C. swamp here, and they hate flyover, you know, the quote-unquote, the deplorables, the Trump deplorables, and they wanted very badly to stir us up and to injure and maim and even kill many of us, which they did kill four unarmed Americans. And so, you know, I back constitutional sheriffs. I love the rule of law. I'm a man of God that understands that justice is, you know, one of the key facets and tenets of God's character. But at the end of the day, tyranny and evil must be stood against firmly and strenuously at any single chance. Because if not, we see what happens here in our country. And so on January 6th was a day when free men stood against tyranny. And doesn't matter if they have a badge or not, if they're working for the devil and killing and attacking innocent women around me, I'm going to stand up and try to defend those people's lives, you know, regardless. You know, it is the Lord's word that tells us to defend the defenseless. And, you know, the police should be further condemned because they are supposed to be professionals in de-escalating situations. They should be further condemned than if it was like some type of citizenry turning and attacking, you know, a group of people. These are our police officers, the ones who we trust to protect us, turn their weapons on us. And so what are we supposed to do? We have to still defend yourself and defend the people around you.
Amen.
Well,
good point.
One more thing, Pastor. The Sheriff Judd, he said that on January 21st, okay? Now, on January 26th, a pardoned January 6th man in Indiana, Matthew Hobart, 42, was murdered by a deputy sheriff in Jasper County, Indiana, after a traffic stop. Now, after this speech Sheriff Judd gave, could this be an effort by local and state police to harass and preemptively murder, pardon, January Sixers? And should we, the people, expect to see more of this kind of tyranny?
Now, that's a phenomenal question. It's a phenomenal question. I'm sorry that we even have to talk about it. And God rest Matthew's soul. What a hero. Another casualty of the January 6th weaponized persecution of patriots. But I believe that comments like the one that the sheriff gave had contributed to the underlying hatred towards us and probably put the cop on edge when he had pulled over this man for a basic traffic stop. And you know, now things escalated once again. God forbid, and the man lost his life. should the rest of the American people be prepared for that? I can't say yes or no. I don't want to say yes or no. I feel like I'll give spiritual authority if I align myself with that. I want to proclaim in the name of Jesus that all my brothers in January 6th and my sisters that have been arrested and persecuted, their families will not be harassed and they will be respected. And so, you know, we decree and bind that now and stand in agreement with it. But, you know, the devil's at work on many of these law enforcement officers' hearts, God forbid, to hate the January 6ers. A lot of the agencies are woke. There's entire police departments that we saw bending the knee and kissing the boots and waxing and prostrating before the BLMers.
That's true. Very yeah. true. BK, anything else you want to say very quick? I got to jump. Anybody else, anything else you want to say?
Well, my opinion is it just goes to show you can't trust any law enforcement, central or local. I mean, from everything from the DUI checkpoints, that's unconstitutional. That's guilty until proven innocent. That's tyranny. And, yes. you know, this Florida Sheriff Grady Judd, he's not worth a buck and a urine, a bucket of urine as far as I'm concerned. And I'll just end by saying, Jake Lang, I hope you win political office, sir.
Yeah, by the way, we'll have to mention that in a minute. Thanks for the call, BK. Let's talk to Jane in Kentucky. Jane, come on in. Welcome.
From Africa.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello,
Jane, you there? Yes, Jane, come on in.
This is a 77-year-old woman, and I've been widowed twice, and I've been arrested by the sheriff three times since 2022. And my first, what I was put in a psychiatric ward, and I got my hospital report, and my crime was I was too religious, thought I was a prophet, and off my medication. And two doctors told me 4 years before that I could go off my medication.
Okay. So you've been kind of harassed too.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, we heard you.
Can you?
So you've been.
I've read
been
Gary
harassed,
Call's then. Book. Gary Call's book about the New World Order. It's En Route to Global Occupation about 38 years ago, and it's Illuminati. They're the mafia. The Masons on the Supreme Court took prayer out of school. The Nazis and the Cabal. And the Cabal runs Israel. And if you read Matthew 23, it talks about the Pharisees. And Israel has reinstated the Pharisees. They're getting ready to build the third temple.
Okay. All right. Good call. Thanks
Tell
for calling, Jay. Go ahead.
It's the gay capital of the world, and Israel pays for anybody who wants an abortion. And I have more to say. I was put in the psychiatric ward three times by the sheriff, and they trumped up charges against me, and it was all trumped up because I was talking about all these criminals in my life, and I was thrown out of the Southern Baptist Church. My pastor that was sued by a 16-year-old girl that got $98,000 threw me out of the Southern Baptist Church. And I was told in these Baptist churches I wasn't allowed to share my Bible prophecy. And it breaks my heart that these people don't know their Bible, and they get mad at me for telling them that the Masons are part of the New World Order.
Okay. I got to jump. Good call, though. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. Good call. We're getting phone calls backed up here. Keep on going, folks. Bear with us. Jake, give the address one more time. They can send funds to and the website.
Sure, Pastor. Want to thank everybody that's, you know, tuning in and been supporting the Jan Sixers spiritually and writing us letters while we were incarcerated. That was a huge thing. I received tens of thousands of letters. They kept me going. And other men and people who donate. And if you guys still want to donate, right now we're in a big fundraising push to help the guys get resettled, get their feet back up underneath them and moving along in their lives. because a lot of them have left prison with nothing, and I mean nothing. If you guys want to donate, go to j6rebuild.com, or you can write me a letter or a check or whatever. I'm part of the new generation, Pastor.
Yeah, okay.
But my address, where I collect the funds personally for the Jan Sixers and distribute them, so you can write a check to me, is P.O. Box 485, P.O. Box 485, Narrowsburg, New York, N-A-R-R-O-W-S-B-U-R-G, Narrowsburg, New York, 12764. So you can write me and send a check there for the Jan Sixers. My name is Edward Lang, Edward Jake Lang. I appreciate you very much. And to my Jan 6 brothers who will be receiving your help, send their gratitude and their love to the American Patriots who we stood up and fought for. You guys make it worth it.
Okay. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch, and hello, Jake. You guys were treated like people in North Korea. You need to get a good law firm or something. You need to have a class action suit and go after these people, whatever organizations or individuals behind it. Those people should be in prison. Everybody needs to get a pardon completely. I think the whole thing is absolutely disgusting. You look around at other countries, look at this, and they think, is this the United States of America? Where's your constitution? Is this North Korea? Because you guys were treated like North Koreans. I think the whole situation is outrageous. You guys are owed for what you've gone through, and you need to collect millions of dollars for your people so that they get them back on their feet after their lives were basically destroyed. That's my opinion. Okay, and I hope you do get law. I don't know, the exoneration and the pardons are great, but you need to get compensation for what has happened to you because you guys deserve it. And that's my only comment. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thanks. And by the way, Jeff, they are working on that, I do believe. Folks, lines are open, 844-769-2944. Good call. And I think they're working on it, right, Jake? Jake, are you mute again?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yep, we're working on it with the Federal Watchdog Organization. And funds raised on j6rebuild.com also will help contribute there.
Okay. Now, folks, got time for another phone call, too, if you hurry, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're down about the last, about 4 minutes, so, Jake, what do you want to say in closing? You speak from what's in your heart, what the Holy Spirit said you speak. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, Pastor, I just want to thank, you know, you, first of all, as my brother in Christ, for extending your platform to me and all the people I represent, the Jan Sixers, all 1,600 of us, and our tens of thousands of family members and patriots across the country who ail and hurt with us, but also celebrate with us our newfound freedom. And I want to give all glory to my Father in heaven who saw my pain and heard my cryings out, my tears. He counted them, and Jesus came and wiped them all away. And I'm a twice resurrected man. He saved me in the Spirit 4.5 years ago when I was baptized before prison. And then he saved me in the flesh. My life was gone. I had 0% chance of seeing freedom within the next 20 years. But God orchestrated an entire geopolitical movement for me and my brothers and liberated us. And so I've been liberated in the Spirit, and I've been liberated in the flesh. And, you know, my life is been bought and paid for by Jesus' blood on the cross. And I feel like it's bought and paid for double time now because he saved me from bondage to the Biden regime. And so blessed be our God's name. He answers prayers. He is real. He is there. He is listening. He is not forsaking you. He is just allowing things to work according to his goodwill and pleasure. And may all of our hearts turn towards him and burn for our Lord Jesus like we did when we first came to him. Let us have a resurrender and a moment of deep intimacy with our Lord again and get reconnected, because there are so many forces of distraction and evil out here that are trying to lead us away from our God. But he's here, and if you just hear his still small voice in your life, he can lead you out of the worst, most dangerous, most dark, damp dungeon, and I'm living proof. If you have any questions about God's faithfulness, you can't ask me about them because I know I've felt it, and if you just look at my life and the life of my brothers that have been liberated, we are the proof of God's love. I mean, anybody that looks at the Jan 6 situation and doesn't see God's hand clearly orchestrating it is spiritually blinded, and we must pray for them because that is a true ignorance to the ways of God, that they're willfully turning away from Him. And, you know, we're bringing this this movement, this entire culmination of this thing, I believe, ends with many Jan 6ers, including myself, running for political office. And so I'll be announcing my my campaign here for the United States Senate position that Marco Rubio's leaving for his Secretary of State position. So in Florida, I will be running for senator.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. That's that's wonderful. Let us know if we can help with that, too, later on, okay? Keeps informed on that, Jake, for sure.
Of course, yeah, we haven't officially declared yet. I mean, it's been going around the grapevine. I've done a few interviews that people are asking me about it. I mean, you guys will hear about it, believe me. When it's officially announced and declared and our campaign videos start coming out, it'll be everywhere on social media and, you know, the liberal news. I'm sure their heads will start to roll. But if you guys want to follow me and the campaign, just go to my Twitter. My ex, and it's called, now called X, because Elon Musk liberated it and made it a free speech platform. My ex account is Jake Lang J6, J-A-K-E-L-A-N-G J6, Jake Lang J6, to go on my Twitter. So just you can go to x.com/Jake Lang J6 to get there, or just go on the Twitter app and search Jake Lang J6.
Okay. Well, Jake, please do keep in touch. You know I'll be in touch with you. If I can do anything else to help any of you, please let me know. Give me the in contact with the gentleman who's still in trouble, getting back into society. If I can help in any way by talking to him, counseling them, please, please feel free to send me the numbers, and I'll be glad to call them, okay?
Thank you. Of course, Pastor, God bless you guys, everybody. J6Rebuild.com to help us out. Jake Lang, J6 on Twitter. And blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus may extend to you and all those who are in your household tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Jake. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. All righty, folks. We heard it. You know what America is like behind the scenes. Almost 32 years, 32 years next month, we've been trying to warn people about this coming down. And, folks, it's not over yet. I like a lot of things President Trump is doing, but I tell you, this is a good cop, bad cop scenario. It's not going to get any better in a lot of different ways. We'll talk about that later on. We love you. See you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.